The Living Reactor, a new chapter in energy from bacteria and waste. Beneath silent skies, a subtle fusion of bacterial life and humble materials redefines what a sewer can be. In a cramped corner cluttered with tangled wires and blinking microcontrollers, Code works with practice focus. His fingers move deftly over the katana instrument's soldering iron, part tool, part ritual. The sleek, minimalist device houses three precision tips, each calibrated to a different quality standard. MEMS sensors read subtle gestures, shifting modes mid-salda without a touch, fluid, silent, an extension of his will. A compact relic shipped from Japan, nestled in a wooden box lined with fine silk, crafted exactly like the case of a real katana. Nearby, Einar, the biologist and new material savant, kneels over jars of bacterial cultures and specialized mineral compounds designed to make a super chemically resistant version of classic foam cement. He conjures innovation from the scraps of low-tech ingenuity, coaxing life from humble ingredients. His world is the quiet chemistry of cement, microbes, and slow alchemy. The skeleton supporting Code circuitry, their creation called Underground, isn't born of the latest high-tech cliches, but from a subtle fusion of biology, mineral foam cement, and low-level power electronics. A system quietly humming beneath 2 meters of frozen earth, carrying the innovations of subcontinental necessity into Nordic silence. The idea itself feels almost archaic, simple alchemy turned inside out. Every ounce of organic refuse, not just sewage, but the fine slurry churned out by the kitchen sink's grinder, gets rewired into reliable current. At the core, a bioelectrochemical reactor seeded with Geobacter and Schuonella, bacteria that breathe electrons like lungs, surviving the cold because they're cradled in a thermal capsule. Buried deep enough, the Earth holds steady at a quiet 10 to 12 degrees Celsius all year round, a natural cradle for life that refuses to freeze. The system leans on this geothermal steadfastness, needing just a measured 500 watts of resistance heat to nudge the microbe chambers up to an optimal 6 to 8 degrees, the sweet spot where frozen metabolism thaws into electric life. Reactor architecture and thermal envelope. The reactor itself is encased in a shell of mineral foam cement, a low-cost, environmentally safe, and chemically resistant dual chamber layered with sediment on the outside, insulating the fragile microcosm within. This engineered cocoon traps warmth and shields bacterial life from the biting cold that would otherwise cleave it in two. At the same time, it provides surprising structural integrity at a fabrication cost under 5,000 euros, constituting a viable home technology for energy production. Wastewater flows slowly through a conical chamber, walls slanted at 45 degrees to shepherd sediments downward and out of the way, minimizing maintenance. Carbon felt electrodes hang vertically, silk curtain for bacteria to film themselves on, extending active surface area without clogging. These electrodes embrace diverse organic inputs. Human sewage plus the grim slurry from the sink's food grinder, transformed through the careful metabolism of specialized bacteria. Low voltage pulses surge from this living cortex, raw, chaotic DC at 0.4 to 0.7 volts and tens of amps. Challenging conventional power electronics. That's where Einar's minimalist microinverter excels. A sleek stack of synchronous MOSFETs and transformers coded for maximum power point tracking, wrangling microbial chaos in a steady, household-ready AC. All this happens below ground, where temperatures stabilize naturally around 10 to 12 degrees without intervention. The 500-watt heating coil only kicks in to lift sluggish microbes when the seasonal frost tightens its grip, pushing local reaction zones to an ideal 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. The result? A continuous 3.5 kilowatts power flow with 500W reserved for internal warming, leaving a solid 3 kilowatts feeding the gridless household above. Biological and electrical performance. Chamber details, 6 cubic meters conical reactor with 45 degrees walls for autonomous sediment management. Electrodes, vertical carbon felt curtains, about 40 square meters surface area for biofilm growth. Bacteria, cold-adapted Geobacter and Schuonella consortium from river sediments and sewage cultures. Temperature management, stable ground temperature 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. 500W supplemental heating to maintain 6 to 8 degrees Celsius reaction zone. Electrical output, 3.5 kilowatts continuous gross generation. 500W consumed internally, 3 kilowatts net supply. Energy recovery, 40% bioelectrical conversion efficiency, roughly 15% additional heat reclaimed for space heating. Autonomous operation and maintenance. Hydraulics rely on gravity-driven flow. No pumps or moving parts to fail. Annual electromechanical valve cycle to refresh catholyte volume. Gel electrolyte matrix stabilizes electrolytes for at least 5 years. Sediment self-cleans with flow dynamics and 45 degree slopes. Remote monitoring via low RWN sensors with low maintenance overhead. Future evolution, integrated biogas capture. Einar sketches future modifications on frost-covered glass, a secondary chamber design that would capture methane alongside electrical current. The biogas collection system would operate in complete isolation. A reinforced concrete vault positioned 15 meters from the main reactor, connected through underground steel conduits equipped with flame arrestors and pressure relief valves. Double harvest, he murmurs, calculating volumes. The anaerobic digestion process already generates methane as bacterial metabolic byproduct, currently vented safely away. But captured and purified, this same gas could feed their kitchen stove and fuel their converted Volvo, creating a closed-loop homestead ecosystem. The capture chamber would be engineered for absolute safety. Spark-proof ventilation, gas leak detection sensors, automated shutdown systems. Remote monitoring through fiber optic cables. No electrical connections near the methane storage. The collected biogas would undergo scrubbing to remove hydrogen sulfide and carbon dioxide, leaving pure methane ready for domestic and automotive applications. Projected biogas yield, 2 to 3 cubic meters daily from their 6 cubic meters reactor. Energy content, equivalent to 20 to 30 kilowatt hours thermal energy per day. Applications, cooking fuel plus automotive range extension, 50 plus km daily driving. This integrated approach represents the innovation Flowcode envisions carrying back to Mumbai and Dhaka, where BioEssential's next-generation reactors could provide both electricity and cooking gas to urban families, reducing dependence on expensive LPG cylinders while processing the same organic waste streams. Economic and environmental impact. Fabrication cost, €5,000, including mineral foam cement shell, electrodes, electronics. Installation footprint, 25 cubic meters excavation to 2 meters depth. Annual electrical yield, approximate 26,000 kilowatt hours per year under Nordic conditions. Payback projected under 10 years, considering savings in grid electricity and heating. Significant reduction in biochemical oxygen demand, BOD, and chemical oxygen demand, COD, in discharge. Process converts complex domestic organics, including kitchen grinder output, closing waste streams energy loop. Closing reflection. Underground is more than the story of two mad scientist nerds. Its true birth could be happening right now, as the time is ripe. Hope lies with companies ready to innovate using free and open specifications for biosewer reactors, crafted in various sizes, shapes, and adaptable forms. It is the quiet fusion of bacterial life and human ingenuity, humble, unflashy, alive beneath the silent Arctic skies. The system redefines waste, translating it into the hum of current powering homes beyond reliable grid reach or where sustainable autonomy is prized. From the crowded alleys of Dhaka to the frozen soils of Scandinavia, the universal language of bacteria writes a new chapter in energy, flowing as softly as the earth itself beneath our feet. P.S. The people involved in this story may be inspired by real individuals or archetypes, but are products of the imagination of this blog post's author.